Number two, Jewish National Council of Jewish Women Oral History, 2, Pittsburgh Chapter. Carol Blyer is interviewing Tessie Binstock. It's February 24th, 1999. Do you want to play a bit? Just go.
Said there was an interesting story.
Where was it?
About raising children now has contrasted.
That's true.
Yeah. But so, you know, there's a, what was there? You know, there was music lessons and ballet lessons, and Bobby was wanted to be a musician, and he played the drums and French horn and the score.
And you didn't have those lessons when you were growing up?
Dancing lessons and piano lessons and voice lessons, because I really thought that that's what I wanted to do, that I wanted to get in the theater. And guess what? My grandson, Craig, or Gregory, thinks he would like to be in the theater. He has a wonderful voice. He goes to the Friends High School. He's going to graduate in May. And he has been in quite a number of plays. As a matter of fact, played Tevye in whatever the name of it.
Were your parents strict?
Were they strict? Yeah, I think my mother was strict. As a matter of fact, she would say to me, "Now, I want you to be home by 12 o'clock. I would say, "Well, Mother, you know, 12 o'clock is so early, you know, just starting, going to a party." She said, "But you know, I'm going to wait up for you. Do you want me to wait up so late?"
Were you strict with your kids?
Strict. Yeah, I think more. Yeah.
And so they had curfews, too.
You know, you hang looser somehow with four kids than you do with one.
Mm-hmm. You were saying something about the dual role today with...
Well, I think today with the mothers working, raising children, very difficult. I think raising children is a full-time job. I think being a working woman or a professional woman is a full-time job. And I honestly feel it's an amazing thing that women can do this.
Did you send your children to a nursery school? Did they go to?
Kindergarten.
Not nursery school, though.
No.
Looking back on everything, are there things that you would have done differently as far as, well, you wanted to be an actor?
No, I went from wanting to be in the theater, and then I thought, no, I'm going to be a lawyer, because that was, you know, the times were bad, and I'm going to help all the poor people in the world. You know, that's the social work background. That's why I went into psychology, I guess.
Okay.
But I didn't become a lawyer, and I didn't become a singer.
Would you have done anything differently?
Tessie,
you know, it's like the, you know, as the world turns.
Yeah.
You know.
Tell us about what Pittsburgh was like environmentally when you moved here.
How was it?
The dirt, the steel mills and the dirt. Do you remember that?
Well, I guess so. You know about that. It was the mills. The mills were working. People were working. We lived kind of isolated in East Liberty, didn't you think so, East End? It was, it was kind of a separate.
It must have been pretty dirty when you went to college here.
Oh, of course, it was dirty. I mean, my environment wouldn't be any different than the total environment of Pittsburgh at that time. If Pittsburgh was dirty, it was dirty all over.
I used to hear that people's white clothes would get dirty. Did your dresses get dirty?
Oh, right.
I don't remember that.
The windowsills had big pieces of dirt.
If you went outside, if you had a dress on mm-hmm. up to your elbows, you had to mm-hmm. wash from your elbows down. You remember that, Tessie? Yeah, it was dirty.
Yeah, it was dirty, and people worked, and people made a living, and it was, you know, the economy was good, and the mills closed, and the city is clean, and the economy is terrible. And the economy is terrible, right? And now we have, what, an aging population in Pittsburgh. We're trying to get young people to come in.
Well, they're doing a new... What do you think about the future of Pittsburgh with the new stadiums going to come in and...
new software companies?
What has happened to Pittsburgh is that it has become a service community. And you have your... Look what's happened to medicine.
All over.
You have your hospitals,
yeah.
But it's like one big hospital.
Yeah.
And you have your software, and you have your colleges. But what about the working people? You can't retrain a hard hat to be a computer, mm-hmm. to do computers.
That's
the crux of the story. I mean, that's what's happening. Anyhow, then I joined Council of Jewish Women, National Council of Jewish Women, and they asked me to be vice president. And I was vice president for 2 years.
What about Pittsburgh's Jewish life today? Is it, the Jewish population has decreased, but do you think it's more visible than it has been, less visible?
Is it more visible or less visible? I think in the hub. And I've never lived in Squirrel Hill, so I can't talk about Squirrel Hill. The hub of the Jewish community was in Squirrel Hill. And there were Jewish bakeries and Jewish butcher shops, and there was Jewish identity, and there was, you know, a Jewishness. There was a feeling of Jewishness. And I had the experience just the other day, and I drove down Marietta. Chinese. You know. There's nothing. I mean, there was nothing. If you were a stranger coming into Squirrel Hill, would you say there's a Jewish identity, a Jewish feeling? Really? Not really. There's one Jewish butcher shop.
Which is about to go pretty soon.
One Jewish bakery.
Hmm. So it used to be when you would drive, when you would go up Murray Avenue, they would have all...
With Murray Avenue, I mean, it was Jewish. You know, just like Fifth Avenue at one time. You wouldn't know that either. And I'm sure somebody has already given you the background of the Hill District. And Fifth Avenue, Jewish. I mean, it was Jewish. The Hill District, from what my husband told me, you know, the stories that I hear, was Jewish. Sam graduated Fifth Avenue High School. I think the 98% of the kids were Jewish. They had a reunion, God, a lot of years ago, and everybody was Jewish. I think they had two Italian boys that came. You know, that's the way it was. It wasn't black.
Did he have any trouble getting into dental school because he was Jewish? Because they had quotas for the medical school.
They had quotas.
They
did.
For the dental school too.
And the medical school.
So
every school. All professional schools have colleges. Well, he got in. He was good. You know, he was bright enough, smart enough, and had the money to get in. That's all you needed. So he graduated dentistry. So that's it.
Thank you so much. It was very interesting. Go ahead.
Tell us.
Tell us you're a life member of whatever.
Oh, yes. Because my life has been dedicated to the Jewish community and its organizations.
And organizations were you life members of?
Of the Jewish, National Council of Jewish Women. Life member of Hadassah. Life member of the Neighborhood of Women. And a continuous supporter of the United Jewish Federation.
And National Council of Jewish Women, you mentioned before. You were life member of that, too?
Yeah, the National Council
yeah.
of Jewish Women.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we're on again.
After B'nai Israel, you...
Well, B'nai Israel no longer is in existence, and I moved to Oakland and joined Road of Sean.